The Perseverance Theater production of Hold These Truths is playing in Anchorage this week. The one-man show tells the story of Gordon Hirabayashi and his resistance of the forced imprisonment of Japanese Americans during World War II. As Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman learned, the historical play is very relevant today.
I take an elevator to the top of the Empire State Building.
Actor Greg Watanabe jumps on a crate, rehearsing a scene where Gordon Hirabayashi takes a trip to New York City.
I have this feeling like a great weight lifting off of my chest. Feeling a new surge of endless possibilities. Feeling like I've finally joined the human race.
Watanabe explains that Hirabayashi grew up in Seattle during the 1920s and 30s, when racism against Japanese Americans was rampant.
Anywhere where there were Japanese American communities, there was a lot of nativist rhetoric that came out that said that these people will never assimilate. These people are, they're going to destroy our race, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That stuff was happening for decades before Pearl Harbor happens.
Watanabe and his director, Leslie Ishii, say the story of the Japanese imprisonment, often called internment, has relevance today when political leaders are calling for a Muslim registry and Islamophobia is on the rise.
We see that same kind of nativist language being used about immigrant communities and about Muslim and Arab communities. Mm-hmm. So I think that for Japanese Americans, we understand that there's real danger in that.
Japanese Americans across the country are speaking out in support of the Muslim and Arab American communities and their constitutional rights. Hold These Truths profiles Gordon Hirabayashi and how he fought against the Japanese imprisonment. At first, he thought the government couldn't forcibly relocate his generation of Japanese Americans because they were citizens. Here, Watanabe acts out a conversation between Hirabayashi and his mother at the start of World War II.
Mom, 心配しないでよ. Don't worry. If they try to do anything to you, you know that I'll be here to help you. 大丈夫。何言ってるの? What are you talking about? If they do anything to the Ise, they will do the same thing to you, Nise. That's impossible, Mom. The Constitution protects us because we're American citizens.
But when President Roosevelt handed down Executive Order 9066, it applied to everyone of Japanese ancestry, no matter what their citizenship. Hirabayashi defied both a nightly curfew for Japanese Americans and the evacuation order. He battled his convictions all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And lost. Hirabayashi and others served some jail time. Then, in the 1980s...
The convictions were vacated, but they weren't. They didn't actually say Executive 9066 violated their constitutional rights.
Director Ishii says it's a necessary time to present the decade-old play because it serves as a reminder of how history can repeat itself unless different communities begin to unite.
We can forward the message that this is absolutely unjust, and the damage, the trauma that occurs is deep and takes generations to heal from.
Hold These Truths will play in Anchorage through January 15th. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.